Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
Good morning, Dean. There are now lovely tributes to Matthew Perry from all of the Friends, right?
Yeah. Everybody now has released the statement. Almost everybody released something yesterday. The fellow cast members, Jennifer Aniston and David Schwimmer, Ross and Rachel. Schwimmer saying, "I will never forget your impeccable comic timing and delivery. You could take a straight line of dialogue and bend it to your will, resulting in something so original and unexpectedly funny it still astonishes. You had heart that you were generous with and shared with us so we could create a family out of six strangers." Jennifer Aniston yesterday saying, "Maddie, I love you so much, and I now know you are completely at peace and out of pain. I talk to you every day. Sometimes I can almost hear you saying, 'Could you be any crazier?'" She added, "Rest, little brother. You always made my day." And Lisa Kudrow really had a beautiful statement. "Thank you for making me laugh so hard at something that you said that my muscles ached and my tears poured down my face every day. Thank you for your open heart in a six-way relationship that required compromise. Thank you for showing up at work when you weren't well and then being completely brilliant. Thank you for the best 10 years a person gets to have."
Sweet.
That is very, very beautiful. So all of the remaining cast members and Friends now have commented. Now we're just waiting for autopsy results. Who knows how long that's going to take. Those take a while.
Right. On to the Oscar news of the day.
Jimmy Kimmel will be back as the host. It will be his second straight years, his fourth time overall. Kimmel was there the night that they got the winners mixed up. Not that it was his fault, but he was the host that year. He joked, "I always wanted to host the Oscars exactly four times." Next year, the Oscars will be on March the 10th, a Sunday night on ABC from the Dolby Theater in Hollywood.
And the SNL host this weekend. This should be good.
Yeah, I think this is going to be really funny. I remember when he hosted it about 5 years or so ago, Aquaman star Jason Momoa is going to be back. He will be with Canadian singer Tate McRae, who will be the musical guest. He's got a really funny promo. You know how they do those promos ahead of time that will start running. He's got one now where he's just, you know, celebratory dancing and so excited. And, you know, at the end of this promo, it's revealed that he forgot to put his pants on. So if that's not a reason to look for the promo, I don't know what would be.
So is Dwayne Johnson actually going to run for president?
He's been teasing about it. And, you know, really, when you stop to think about it.
Why not?
Not a terrible idea. Here's the thing. He was on Capitol Hill yesterday. He was in Washington. He met with senators to discuss ways to improve U.S. military recruitment. That's not your average actor making a trip to Capitol Hill.
No.
That's digging in pretty deep. He has openly entertained a career in politics. And in a podcast that he was on last year, he revealed that both of the major parties had come to him and asked, would he run for president, representing their party? And he has said that he's not ready for it yet. He's not just going to think about it. He's given all kinds of kind of elusive answers. So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
He would certainly win all the fights that they have now in Congress.
Yeah, I would. The head of the Teamsters and that congressman that almost got in a fist fight.
Kevin McCarthy elbowing people.
Yeah, I'd love to see a presidential debate where one of the candidates actually lifts the other candidate and throws him out of the ring. That would be fantastic.
A cage match.
Yeah.
Talking entertainment headlines with Dean Richards. Richards. This is quite a political statement Pink is making, isn't it?
Yeah, she is doing a series of concerts. You know, if you've been listening for a while, when she was at Wrigley Field, you know, when I reviewed the show, I said that it has now become my favorite concert experience of all time. Because she does all that wire work and was flying around Wrigley Field into the upper decks. And it was the most amazing thing that I've ever seen. So the people in Florida are in for a treat with her shows that she's going to be doing. But in addition to that, at her Florida concerts, she is going to be giving away 2,000 books to concert goers. These are all books from the Index of Banned Books, books that you can no longer purchase because they have been banned in Florida. They include Toni Morrison's Beloved, Amanda Gorman's The Hill We Climb, Girls Who Code, Todd Pair's The Family Book. The list goes on and on. But she says it's confusing and infuriating, and she wants to do something about it. So... Banned books also will be flying besides her at the concert.
Yeah, like Cirque du Soleil when you right. see Pink. All right, let's hear this this Christmas song, Dean.
Yeah, you know what? I sense a little skepticism in your voice.
No, I'm open. I'm open to judge.
I am shocked how much I enjoyed this. The Philadelphia Eagles... do a Christmas album. They've done it for 2 years now. Where, like the Super Bowl Shuffle for the Bears. The team gets together, they record music, and then they sell it for charity. That's what the Eagles are doing. And somebody presented the idea to Jason Kelce, brother of Travis, boyfriend of Taylor Swift, and said, "How about you and your brother doing a duet?" They like the idea. These guys are just have amazing chemistry. They do a podcast together, and they're really funny. And then they got together in the recording studio, and they did this song that, listen to it and decide for yourself. It's called Fairy Tale of Philadelphia.
I love your brother. I can see a better time. They got rivers of gold, but the wind goes right through you. No place for the old. When you first took my hand on a cold Christmas Eve, you promised me Broad Street was waiting for me. You's a lush, you're a crumb bum. You smell like some old scum washed up from the school and rotting away. You dirtbag, you phony, you lousy jabroni. Happy Christmas, you. I pray God it's our last. The sound of the Silver Age's choir still singing Galway Bay. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
So they went with the religious theme, apparently.
You know, that's I don't remember Bing Crosby ever having to being beeped, or Jose Feliciano or Gene Autry ever. So that may be a first with Christmas songs. But it's their voices are actually very nice. The song is very nice. It's about, you know, two brothers that don't get along that finally do for Christmas Day. So it's it's a little something out there. So you can get it. It's released today wherever you download music. Again, it's called Fairy Tale of Philadelphia. It's part of this Eagles Christmas album. I think it's called the Eagles Eagles Special, no, Phillies Special Christmas Special Album. Mm-hmm. You're going to be looking for it to download today.
I like it better than that Mariah Carey Christmas song.
Oh, you mean the most popular Christmas song of all time?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Do we know how much Kurt Cobain's last guitar that he used is going to sell for?
Yeah, it's just gone up for auction along with a lot of other rock and roll memorabilia. This is the guitar that Kurt Cobain played at Nirvana's last show ever, and it's up for auction. They are estimating that they will get $2 million for this 1993 Fender MG69 Mustang owned by Cobain's brother, Chad. I don't know what any of that means. I may as well have been speaking a foreign language just then, but... you guitar aficionados, you know, where's Steve King when you need him?
Exactly.
To explain all this to us. But apparently it's, you know, it's a cool guitar, and the fact that it is, you know, also the last one that Kurt Cobain played before he died was something. Guitars owned by Metallica's Kurt Hammett, Pete Townsend, Eric Clapton, Eddie Van Halen, and Johnny Cash are also going to be auctioned off, along with... a 1966 Chevy Corvette Stingray, once owned by Slash.
And Steve King.
And Steve King, right. Steve also owns all these guitars I've just mentioned. Steve also owns them as well.
Yeah, probably.
There is a Wurlitzer jukebox that was once owned by John Lennon. Hey, that's got your name written all over it.
Oh, man. Yeah, and well, yeah, Marianne could play the instrument,
there
too, so that'd be good.
This is going to be through the Julian Auction... that is coming up, played, worn, and torn rock and roll iconic guitars collection. If you're looking for it, it's available on the web.
And quickly, before I let you go, Dean, I watched on Max last night the Rob Reiner documentary, Albert Brooks Defending My Life.
I haven't watched it yet.
Oh,
Is it great? The best ever. I can't
Fantastic.
Wait.
As soon as it was over, I wanted to watch it again.
Yeah, I love Albert Brooks so much. It's early Albert Brooks. All of his movies.
Yeah, it makes you want to see all the movies again.
Gosh, and can't wait.
Especially Lost in America. And don't say Nest Egg, please. We'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, Dean.
Bye.